Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Spirit Connection Podcast, April 13th, 2022. I tell you, it is a time the Lord is moving with new authority for prayer and healing. Also, it's coming to you as a Passover and Easter Resurrection Sunday gift. That's this week. We say happy time right now. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're opening up the heavens. You're opening things in Jesus' name, that something new out of the blue is coming. And blue, there's clarity. It's the prophetic. It's the deeper things. But there's new power and authority that's here. In Jesus' name, we come into agreement with you, Lord. Amen. Well, I'm excited about it. Of course, I tend to be excited about a lot of things. Well, not everything, but Passover starts April 15th. That's in 2 days. Now, this is going to run through April 15th through the 23rd. Think of Passover, you know, what happened in Exodus. When Moses got the strategy, the Lord told him how to get, you know, to do some things to cause it wasn't quite the spirit of death, but it was similar to the spirit of death. It was the big thing to go over, to pass over their house. Death was involved in it. But that, how good is that? You could also get strategies to have the enemy pass over your house or situation during this time. And how good is it that the Lord chose Passover to bring Jesus back? The resurrection of Jesus happens during the Passover season. And so we have Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, aka whatever you want to call it. You know, I'm not worried about what they call it. I'm just saying, you celebrate the Lord and his power. Oh my goodness. Well, that's Sunday, April 17th, this Sunday. Now, the way the Lord works, he is outside of time. You can watch this, you can listen to this later, especially with the internet. And the dates, the times, they don't matter. The Lord is bringing something to you right now. So I have some practical steps and some encouragement. Lord, open up this in a greater way. Right now, I saw a shifting just happening. Right now, it's a season we're entering into of dreams and vision. So expect to see and encounter the Lord over the next few months. Dreams and vision, they don't always have to be at night. The Lord is opening up the heavens right now for revelation. God is imparting to you whatever you need for this coming season. This is a powerful, powerful opening of a season, because from Passover to Pentecost, when Jesus went back, you know, he rose from the dead during Passover, then he went back to heaven 50 days later. So we're in a season now between now and June to, you know, to get some powerful downloads, plans and strategies to recover from your losses, losses of the past. Repayment is coming. Get ready. Just ask the Lord for it. So, you know, I want to encourage you, first of all, don't be afraid right now to try new things. Don't be afraid to step out. God is still in control. Don't be afraid of the situations right now. It's not like we're at the, you know, we're definitely in an interesting time, but it's not the end of the world like you might think. The Lord says, oh no, I've got some things to do first. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to pour out some things over you first before any, so in other words, get up out of that, any discouragement, negativity. We're in some difficult times, but I tell you, where the Spirit of the Lord, he will come in. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a new standard. So we're coming into a time right now. The Lord told me this month, April, it's an outpouring. Now, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit can be personal, and it usually starts personally. He'll begin, oh my goodness, I'm getting it. I'm getting little downloads here and there, little outpours, little blessings. And then it could be greater too. It could be over your business, your city, your church. But start personally, you know. And yes, it's been some trying. It's been very, very trying for many of us. The Lord said, stay focused on the Lord. He says, stay focused on me. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. the Lord and watch him move. The best way to get through these times right now, prayer and worship. Stay in that place of prayer and worship. And so as you keep your focus on the Lord, it's good to stay away from negativity the best you can. If you can refrain from complaining, refraining from complaining is going to be very, very helpful. And being fearful. You know, things are about to shift over you in a big, big way. But complaining can actually create a whirlwind. And the Lord gave me this word. He gave me a while back. But he said, I'm bringing this back right now. I want you to pull this back out and release it because it's happening right now. Hosea 8, verse 7. Now, check this out. They sow the wind and they reap the whirlwind. And the stalk has no head. It cannot produce any flour. Where is the, will it yield grain, and foreigners will swallow it up? Wow. We've been in a season similar. There has been a negative wind. There has been a negative whirlwind. We've been in a time where not everybody, many people have not been able to produce fruit, so to speak, spiritually or financially, many people. But take a look at Hosea 8, 7. The Hebrew word for wind, ruah, it is translated as anger. It could be it's an angry wind. It's frustration. It's rebellion. It's revenge. Did you notice the stuff's increasing right now? It's because, Lord said this, he said that because many people are coming into agreement with it. And if two agree together, it will be done. So this spirit, this angry wind, that's actually turning into whirlwinds over people, over the internet, over all these places, is now taking place and in the hearts of many people, even Christians. And that's where the hard part is, because those with spiritual authority start doing it and it has a greater negative impact. But I tell you, it's okay. We can get through this. But that's why the Lord wanted me to release this over you right now. The Lord spoke to me a while back that we're seeing such fierce storms. Have you noticed? There's superstorms. There's waves of violence. There's shootings now, daily. You know, school shoot, all this stuff. Do not be dismayed. But at the same time, we can break this. And you break it over yourself first. Put your own oxygen mask on first before you attempt to do anything else. But the angry ruha, or the angry wind, has created a negative whirlwind in the hearts of many people. So many people are complaining. They're sowing in anger. That's why I'm telling everybody all the time, this, folks, right here is why I'm saying step away from negativity and step back from it, and you can break it. Oh, my goodness, it'll break pretty quickly over you if you're under a whirlwind or if things aren't working out for you. So many people might not realize it. But when you agree together, did you know one of the titles of Jesus, one of the titles Jesus said of Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Now, it's in the book of Revelation, and this was John, he was hearing this, that the accuser of the brothers and sisters is a title of Satan. So the spirit of accusation, I don't know about you, but when I realize that, I go, man, I don't want to come into agreement with that guy, you know, knowingly or unknowingly. And the Lord is now calling you to speak words of life, calling you to speak into that storm. See, there's an angry whirlwind, right? What's Jesus do when he, the storm tried to kill his disciples in the boat? He gets up and he speaks. Peace, be still. You think he would say, I bind you, I rebuke. He didn't rebuke it. You think he would say something else. He spoke peace. He spoke peace. Peace, power. Right now, peace, power, glory. I've been releasing words over this. I've been using it in my life. You can speak peace to your storm. And there's times, I tell you, I've been kind of, sometimes I go ninja. I go head-to-head combat. But sometimes I still have to. But right now, I'm finding myself speaking peace, be still over this whirlwind. So this is why we need to stop complaining. God's calling us away from the negative arguments that's going on right now, divisions. Then we want to, let's focus on the agenda of the Lord right now. Really, I just believe that the Lord wants to use you to shift the spiritual atmosphere. And Matthew 5:44, Jesus said, I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And many people don't realize that your power in your words, the power in prayer is so heavy. And I mean, it's so good heavy. And so let's do a check right now. You know, what do you see in your life? What kind of fruit or results? And maybe I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm trying to pull you up to the next level. You'll want to start seeing financial blessings. You'll want to see people coming to the Lord, coming to you for wisdom. You'll want to start seeing those dreams and visions start to open up again. And if you're not, that's all right. We're going to open it up. And here comes your Resurrection Sunday Passover gift. It's time now to open these things up. We're going to do a prayer time here. But there's a good chance that we might need to focus on God's agenda and not complain, argue with others. You know, even if it's true, you got to pick and choose your battles. You know, Jesus didn't battle over everything. He would do this. He would stay silent sometimes. It doesn't mean that you're coming into agreement, by the way. So the Lord is giving you a spiritual authority. Jesus said, all authority on heaven and earth over all things through prayer, proclamation, the word of God, the Bible, from all these words. Jesus said this, he sums it up right here in Matthew 16:19. He says, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. That's the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, there's been some misunderstandings about that, or I don't know, but to me, what the Lord showed me and how I've been training people is be careful what you bind up. You can bind things up. Binding, it means you plug up the process. So you can start bringing the negative whirlwind, complaining, getting in there and arguing, getting all that negativity, and it can plug stuff up. Hey, we need to now. We bind. We need to loose the solutions, bind the problem, and I'm just going to do something here. There's a shift happening just right now. Boy, I don't know if you felt it. I felt the shift in the spiritual atmosphere. Revelation 3:7. These are the words. This is called the key of David. He wants you to have this. These are the words of him who are holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. Revelation 3:7. Wow. Now, the Lord is bringing you. He wants to bring you this spiritual gift that whatever doors that you close cannot be open, and whatever doors that you open cannot be shut. Now, not everyone is ready for that. That's why you need to get rid of the angry wind. You need to get into alignment with this so that you can actually move in this new level of authority. This too, it could be our prayers. You know, our prayers, words, actions, they actually can have more. That we need to be very careful how we speak, how we treat others, how we speak to ourselves, our own self-talk. So we need to be wise. The Apostle Paul said this in Colossians 4, verse 5. He said, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity and let your conversations always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Now, here's a couple of things. He was good at this, by the way, the Apostle Paul. He was really good at being all things, all people. So notice he said this, be careful how you act towards outsiders. Those are people who might not be outside of your faith or outside of your understanding, and you want to still influence them. He says, then make the most of every opportunity. He says, let your conversation be always full of grace, 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 grace. Let it season it with salt. You know what? Seasoning, it means you taste something. Oh, this one needs a little more. This doesn't need any. See, in other words, you have to customize it. You have to become all things for all people. people to be able to operate in these gifts appropriately and a good, so that you, you know, some people have a shotgun and you know, it's the salt of the world. It's Jesus. You know, blow people away. Man, you don't want to do that. The Lord is calling you to step up right now. I want you to write this down. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. I want you to write that down and start looking at it and ask the Lord to show you what you can do in this. Now, over the past few episodes of Spirit Connection Podcast, I've been teaching on how to be careful with your words, you know, that you're self-talk and that you don't want to wither things. Like Jesus said, you can wither this fig tree or you can speak to this mountain to be gone. Wow. We want to work right now into this. So let's take a look how to love like Jesus did, how to love like Jesus. I'm going to say it a third time, how to love like Jesus did. Now we want to, what would Jesus do? He would love, obviously, because he said this several times, the greatest commandment. He said it many times. It was Matthew 22, 37 through 40. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is, love your neighbor as yourself. All the laws of the prophets hang on these two commandments. Whew. Wow, there's a power. The wind of the Lord just blew through in a good way to encourage you, not to blow you over, but it was the wind of the Lord of encouragement, of love, that this is a message. I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit just moved on me. My hair standing up. I don't even have hair on my arms. It's standing up right now. It is not a judgment. It's the love of the Lord. The greatest spiritual principle that most people don't understand, the greatest spiritual principle that is probably the least practiced, I'm sorry to say, with many people, is love. And you need to get into alignment with this. Love God, love yourself, and love others. If you don't, then you'll start to get angry. And then you would limit your prayer flow when you're angry. And the Lord even said, don't let the sun go down on your anger. That's even with the Lord. Don't. Or my wife and I, we're married 26 years. A secret to our marriage is to don't let the sun go down on our anger. We still have fights and disagreements. We're real people. But we've learned to do that, to not hold a grudge. So, if you do this, as you start to do this, what happens is the Lord's going to show you some things. There's unloving spirits that need to get kicked out. When I start going through the cleansing of this process, the unloving spirits, low self-esteem, self-hatred, rejection, these things, oh my goodness, they actually can cut off your flow from heaven. And so I learned the hard way, actually, several years ago, that in the midst of being in ministry, you know, I got hurt and angry at the Lord because a lot of my family members died. My mom, my aunt, my uncles. We had 8 funerals in 1999, and they died of Huntington's disease and cancer. And wow, somewhere in the back of my head, I don't know, I knew the Lord. My goodness, I was a pastor. I was in ministry, and I didn't realize that. I started operating in unforgiveness towards the Lord somewhere. I held it back down. And also, I had some, I started to rack up some things. I had some unhealed childhood wounds from what happened, not from my mom or anything like that. But I'm just saying, there's some, things that people had done to me that wasn't good. And so I had to develop low self-esteem. That's those unloving spirits. If you take a look at 1 John 4:18, those unloving spirits can team up with the spirit of fear. They can start assigning tormentors to you. But I want to tell you right now, I know I'm prophesying right now. This is it. Resurrection Sunday. It's not limited. But Passover, Easter, Resurrection Sunday, this is the time that the Lord is bringing healing to you. He's bringing emotional healing, spiritual healing, physical healing. Now, there's 3 steps I want you to be aware of as you're doing this. to get through this time. 1 John 1:9, confess your sins. You know, we don't become sinless. You know, the closer you get to God, you know, you don't want it, but, you know, don't let anything that you're struggling with. People today, you know, you might be struggling with addictions. You might be struggling with all types of things, but nothing is too great. You know, when I used to struggle with this years ago, the Lord said, you really think your sin's greater than my blood? He says, you know, and so 1 John 1:9, confess your sins, and he is faithful and just, and he will forgive you your sins and purify you from all unrighteousness. Even if you struggle with repeated sin, someone told me that I had to, you know, that was the worst thing to tell me, that it was habitual sin, therefore the Lord wasn't forgiven. Oh my goodness, that got me almost backslidden out of the church for a while. That's a lie, you know. Yeah, you want to deal with it, but don't get cut off from the vine. Don't get cut off from the spiritual flow. Come on, I can feel this going right now. You want to stay connected to the Lord. And Jesus even said to Peter, yeah, how many times should I forgive a person? Seven times 70. You know, a whole bunch. That's even you. Forgive yourself. Now you want to step up, but at the same time, don't step away from the Lord. Many people need to step up into this word right now. The second thing is ask the Lord to speak to you. This is what I'm calling you to do right now for Passover, for Easter Resurrection Sunday. Step two, first one, is confess your sins. Is what I do. I step into any ministry time. I usually take communion, confess my sins each day. Actually, I take communion daily. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me, the Lord says, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great, unsearchable things you do not know. Call to the Lord. It's good to have a personal conversation. It's very good to have a personal conversation with the Lord. We're talking about prayer. You know, the Lord's giving a new authority in prayer. Yeah, it could be the laundry list of your needs. Don't forget that. I do that as well. But don't forget to ask for him to speak, to become just a conversation with. That's what I've turned to. You know, the Lord told me a long time ago, I was an avid prayer. My goodness, I prayed all the time, and then I was wondering why I wouldn't get any answers, because you don't stop and listen. You know, he said, you've been asking your needs to be met, but you haven't asked me to speak to you about how to meet them. Come on, somebody help me. I need a virtual amen on that. During Passover, during Easter, during this time right now, the Lord's going to show you some things. Jeremiah 33:3. Also, there's one that's tied in two more verses later, three more verses. Ask for health, healing, peace, and security. Jeremiah 33:6. Nevertheless, the Lord says, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Write that down, Jeremiah 33:6. The Lord wants to give you insight into your health, healing, security, peace. I'm operating in this right now. And right now, Passover, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, the Lord is saying, or whenever you're listening to this letter later, call out to him right now. He wants to resurrect you. He's going to resurrect the healing power. He's going to resurrect the gifts. He's going to resurrect the prayer. He's going to pull off of you the guilt that's been put on there. We break off the shackles that people have placed on you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask forgiveness. We confess any sins. You're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and purify us of all unrighteousness. But the word also says that the prayer of a righteous man or woman is powerful and effective. So if you purify us of all unrighteousness, then, in other words, right when we confess, you say, Lord, I ask forgiveness, even if it's repeated, I ask you to give me the power and speak to me in Jesus' name right now. And so now your prayer, according to the word, your prayer is powerful and effective. Lord, we ask that you would speak to us about our situations. We ask that you would give us Passover strategies. We ask for the healing power. Right now, we ask for the increase of the gifts. We ask for health, healing, peace, and security. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. I just want to just do this time. I think there's some people that need to just really come back to the Lord, or maybe you've never received Jesus, or just make a rededication to the Lord. It's very easy. Just ask him, and Lord, we just ask you. Jesus, we ask you, and we ask you into our hearts. Now, I ask you to come into my heart right now. Forgive me of my sins. I ask you to if it's people, many of you are just need to re-up and recommit, draw the line in the sand and keep moving. We just commit ourselves now, Lord. We ask you to fill us with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. That's as easy it is. And hey, follow me on my Spirit Connection podcast as well. Hey, you know, we have something going on in the next 50 days. This is the time. You know, Passover ends right after the 15th. And so for 50 days between Passover and Pentecost, it's a powerful time. The Lord spoke to me to bring out this training that I did. It was a 49-day training. It's an online course called, but it's also it's half online and it's half interaction. It's called Kingdom Financial Solutions, a breakthrough mentoring experience. The registration is now open. This thing should be way more. In fact, almost everyone who takes it says, man, I tell you, I've spent over $500 or $1,000 on courses that I didn't get hardly anything out of it. I lay things out for you in this. After I had an encounter with the angel of finance, an angel of finance in South Africa, we were able to get out of debt, and there was things. So just go to DougEnison.com/solutions. And so it's normally $197, but we're just offering for $97. I tell you, that's like less than $50, like $13 a week. My goodness, you can go to Starbucks for that or change your life here. Now, it's gonna be on Thursdays at 6, starting April 21st through June 2nd, but you don't have to be there. In other words, it's delivered to you. We'll give you an activation exercise. You watch my video, you know, and then we do the activation exercise, and you go on to log on to a private membership site where you interact with our coaches, and I'm going to invite you as well. If you do this, we invite you to my monthly mentoring session, which will give you some live interaction with us as well. We prophesy over that. It'll be two of those that you'll get. Just go to DougEnison.com/solutions. Also, hey, the Seer Activation Kit. This is the new. We updated this. I did probably one of the most powerful workshops that I got the most response on, and way up there. I've done a lot of the online workshops. But how to activate your seeing and hearing gift in the spirit was one of the highest. The second is the seer gift, how to activate your prophetic gift. We did those two plus. We're going to put on a bonus training on how to align yourself to be a seer or activate. Just go to DougEnison.com/seer kit. It's only $47. It includes everything you need. Hey, you know, the Lord's moving. I'm so excited. Happy Passover. Happy Resurrection Sunday this weekend. Happy Easter. God bless you. See you next week.